What's good? I'm good, brother. You got me up at slave hours, man.
that's what happens, man. That's what happens around here.
I hear you.
Okay. How's Denzel doing? Did you see Denzel's latest movie?
Are you talking about The Equalizer? Yes, great movie.
Yes. Great movie.
Another one of my many great successes. Great films. I hope you guys check it out. You got to go see it. It's one of a kind. You got to go see the movie. It's a great movie. Everybody likes it. I'm sure you like it.
And what about Charles Barkley, man?
Charles Barkley has been talking to white people, telling all the secrets.
Man, let me tell you something. I just got back from Cleveland watching LeBron James for the home. Let me tell you something, man. I told Kenny Erna and Shaquille O'Neal that people talk about LeBron James. I think it's very interesting. Truly, let me tell you something, man. I played with Michael Jordan. And everybody knows that LeBron is a specimen, man. That man is a specimen.
He's a specimen.
That's right.
Mike Tyson said he was sexually abused, man, as a child, as a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I incurred a lot of sexual abuse, but I ended up sexually abusing my abusers. So a lot of times after I had been sexually abused, I immediately abused them. I was so strong as a child that often I would rape the rapists. You know what killed me is I heard Bill Cosby. Did y'all hear the Bill Cosby stuff about women coming? The Jell-O pudding. What does Bill Cosby rape sound like? I want you to give me the booty zibbles, dude. Zibble zibbity. You're going to do it. I'm going to take it and wear one of my sweaters while I do what I do. I'm naked from the waist down, but I still have on my beautiful sweater when I take the booty.
What happened with your TV gig, Aries?
Which you talking about, the one I'm still trying to make happen?
No, I read a story that you said something on the air, and then after
on the sports show.
I was on Sports Nation on ESPN, and I did a Michael Sam joke where I said I bought my first Michael Sam jersey, and it had 15 S's on the back. Some people said they didn't get the joke. I said, sound it out real slow and make a gay face at the end of it.
Michael Sam. And then you said, you probably are not going to be back.
I'm not going to be back. I didn't know it was Disney. So I did a Mike Tyson rape joke, a crack cocaine joke, and a homosexual joke all in the same sitting.
And ESPN is owned by Disney.
Yes. They would not have me back. Yeah. And these are the same folks that way back in the day had the Dumbo cartoons, the crows and talking like jive blackface.
Yeah.
And they're going to give me problems.
That kills every animal in their movie.
That's right.
Somebody always dies.
Paul Mooney was so upset with that one.
What did he say?
Disney, as they have a lot of nerve, brother. They're going to get upset at me for doing a joke about homosexuality. And first of all, I'm gay. And secondly, they had, you saw it, Dumbo, eyes be you seize the days when I sees a flying elephant. They are the racist of all races and mad at me. Brother, it's unreal. It's unreal. They should be ashamed. That big black mouse running around chasing white women all day. Snow White, Cinderella, being chased by Big Black Mouse. They love it. They love it. Come get me, Mr. Mouse. Come get me, Mr. Mouse.
You want to get on this cruise out here, huh?
That's right, brother. I want to go out there, man. I want to get in that water, man. You know?
LL Cool J is going to be on this year.
Yo, it's going to be sexy too, baby. You know, at one point, I'm going to have to stop the boat. I'm going to jump in the water, get myself real wet, and come back on. You know what I mean? Let the water be dripping down my back. You know, see it through my silk shirt, man. I'm going to keep it safe. I know you got a crazy buffet. You know, early in the morning, I'm going to, you know, grab a couple of plums, you know, squeeze them. Let the plum juice drip down my wrists. You know, have a sexy breakfast, man. You know, wrap some bacon around my skin. You know, get pork juice all on my nipples and navel, man. It's going to be a sexy cruise, B. It's going to be bananas, baby.
He got him.
It's crazy. All of those voices just swirling around in your head.
Yeah. R. Kelly is on the boat. R. Kelly is on the cruise this year.
Oh, it's gonna be sexy, man. We got a show with R. Kelly. It's called the 14-year-old show. You know, ain't nothing but adolescents allowed, man. No grown folks, just young girls, man.
We've tried to get Jay-Z and Beyonce, but we...
You know, I'm going to do the cruise next time, but, you know, I'm going to buy the boat that Tom is going to use. So, you know, I can do it my way, man. It's your boy. It's gonna be a wild cruise. There will be several white folks on board. They're not going to know what they're into. We're going to lie to them. Tell them that we're taking them back to England. And we're gonna steal them, take them to the Bahamas, drop them off in Africa to be around Ebola.
Snoop Dogg played the ship. Last year?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg had a real good time.
Hey, you know, man, it was all good. We did our thug dizzle on the dizzle. You know, I rolled me some weed, got some of that good Bahama joint. It was all good, baby.
He did it on stage.
Did he really?
He's
bold like that, man. He could do that.
He fired up on stage.
Yeah, he could do that, man. He did that at Mad TV when he came and did the show. Almost got everybody fired.
Man, I wish Mad TV would come back. I miss it so much.
Well, you know, I'm trying.
Do you miss it?
You know what? I miss the camaraderie I had with the cast members. But, you know, I'm really, even then, they kind of had shackles on me. So I could only do so much, but that's why I'm pushing to do my own thing, man, my own sketch comedy show, which I'm actually in the middle of meeting with producers right now to find the right showrunner, and then from there go try to sell it to a network.
You're going to go cable?
I particularly want to go either HBO or Showtime. You know, when I did my...
So you can stretch out.
Yeah, so I could really do me, man, have that freedom.
Say, right?
Exactly, because when I did my Showtime special, couple years ago called Hollywood Look I'm Smiling, I already had that relationship with Showtime, so my goal is to either go to HBO or Showtime.
Yeah, I hope you get it, because I'm a big
Netflix
fan.
Netflix is big too, because
yeah that's right. Yeah, that's
Netflix is doing a lot of good stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, with the whole House of Cards and Orange is the New Black, so you know, there's a couple of avenues to go with it.
You like Orange is the New Black? I love it.
I haven't really seen it, but I've heard a lot about it. I know that's one of their hot shows.
You probably don't have time. Man, yeah. You got to binge watch and just get your Orange is the New Black on. I promise you, you will love it.
You will love it.
I don't need to see no more black folks in prison. It's all hype, brother. It's all hype.
Ari Spears, have a good one, man.
And real quick,
man. He's at the Arlington Improv all weekend.
Arlington Improv all weekend. And don't forget to subscribe to your boy's YouTube channel, Ari Spears 23. Hit subscribe. My Pandora station, Ari Spears 23. Follow me on Instagram at Ari Spears Official and on Twitter at Ari Spears. Put some money in a Negro pocket.